This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Displaying new heights of abortion fervor, actors like Mark Hamill and Sally Fields, and of course, Planned Parenthood's own Cecile Richards, are singing as in a chorus to drown out the life of the vulnerable. Tweets from the Planned Parenthood boss tried to focus on daily medical service, but those were quickly countered by references to the sheer numbers of daily abortions and by abortion providers' own insistence that health care is best related to gynecology tests. Once again, new Gallup poll numbers show 54% of Americans oppose most or all abortions. While 29% want all abortion legal, independent voters are gravitating more toward an anti-abortion stance. And as usual, look for abortion-friendly rephrasing and recategorizing of those and other numbers. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, the patient in question was very high on at least three recreational drugs. But abortion advocates saying Ohio health officials are on a witch hunt are actually defending an abortion clinic for an abortion on a woman too drugged to consent. And the little-known therapy called abortion pill reversal will soon get more credibility in a new study. You'll find it at abortionpillreversal.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.